Good evening. This is Mitakuye Oyasi, The Collective. My name is Jim Craven. My Blackfoot name is Omakoki Aipui.
Dean Looking Hawk.
And Louis Sowa.
And you just heard Mr. John Trudell's Hanging from the Cross. And we wanted to thank him also. We had a nice donation from Mr. Trudell of many CDs for people who are involved in Pledge Drive. And for people who donate to KBOO, and you'll hear more about that later, thank you very much for listening to the show. This is KBOO 90.7 FM, Portland. And tonight we're going to be talking about, we have a pledge drive, so that's why we don't have call-in tonight. Next week, I think, we'll be having call-in.
Yes.
And so we'd like to continue our discussions from last time. The two major themes that we've been discussing, one is some of the realities of Indian country. And some of the other stuff that we were talking about is the issue of mind manipulation, mind control in the media, and how to protect ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, in the media, repetition is a selling point. You say something long enough and often enough, it becomes truth.
That's right. I mean,
and that's one of the ways that it's manipulated.
Another one I keep noticing with all of these political ads, for example, is this somber voice that they use. And this is something that's very interesting technique. Do you notice how when you see pictures of their opponents, they're in black and white? And when you see pictures of the candidates, they're in color. Notice mm-hmm. that. But you also notice this voice that they use. So-and-so voted for a $3.4 trillion budget. And you know what that means. And it's this ominous, sinister voice with background music and the whole thing. And then they flash to the candidate and the whole tone of the voice, the whole music and whatever changes. It's a form of demonization through body language and through subtle sound and music and so on.
Some people will listen to this show and they'll wonder, how does this connect to the Indian world? And the answer is that we have an affinity for connectedness and relatedness. The show is called Mitakuye Oyasi, All Are Relatives, All Things Are Relative. And so we look at what's happening in our society, and it's all about self. And when we get rid of that self, and we start identifying with the people, it's impossible to have this corruption. It's impossible for these things to happen, because we would be getting up in the morning wondering how our Oyati is, how our Tioshpe, how our community is, how our neighbor is.
We have to take a break right now and for a Pledge Drive and Pledge Central, and thank you so much for listening. We'll turn you over to Pledge Central.
Thank you very much, Jim. I'm taking over Pledge Central today. We're asking our members out there to reach down into their pockets and start to donate once again. This is something we have to do two or three times a year. It's when we come to you with our commercial break. Every other radio station in town is going to have commercial breaks. They play them three, four, six times an hour. You can't get away from them. But here at KBOO, we don't have commercial interruptions. So a couple of times a year, we do have to come out and ask for your volunteer dollars. So I'm going to give you some phone numbers here, and I want you to write them down because I'm serious when I say you need to call. You need to get up and call this time. 503-232-8818. That's your local area number in Portland. And outside of the Portland area, it's 1-877-500-5266. It's important that you realize that we do not get to do this without you. We don't have government dollars. People keep insisting that we do. And I can assure you, we don't have government dollars coming into the station. We have 80% of our funding coming from individual members and another 20% coming from the underwriting and events that we stage throughout the year, such as the book drive, the music drives. This is how we keep the station going. This is how we pay our electric bill. And that's where the money is going, is paying our electric bill, paying our fines and fees for keeping licenses going. We do have to keep our tower running at all times. We have to keep the power on. We have to keep the water running. We need to buy toilet paper just to make sure that our volunteers are adequately suited to stay in here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So write down these numbers, 503-232-8818. This is something you've got to do. You've got to take the initiative, and you've got to become a supporting member. 90% of our listeners are not members. They're listening for free. And it takes about 7 years for them to decide, it's about time for me to become a paying member. We cannot wait those 7 years. Outside of the Portland area, 1-877-500-5266. These are the numbers that will get you straight into Membership Central. This is where we will take your money, make you a member, make you a part of our community radio station. You've got to become one of our members. You've been listening long enough. It's time for you to step up and become a paying member. Another thing we also need is new listeners. This is something I cannot stress enough. We do not have advertising dollars. Our advertising dollars go in word of mouth. That's it. That's all we have going for us. We don't have billboards. We don't have posters. Word of mouth gets us new listeners, and new listeners means a larger audience. A larger audience means more members. This is what we need to stay afloat. 503-232-8818. Outside the Portland area, 877-500-5266. I know that several of the Mtakwihasan listeners are out of this country. We've got people listening in China and Mongolia and Russia. These are the people that can also reach out to us. Go to kboo.fm. In the top right corner, there's a tip jar. It says donate now. Become a member through that little click. You can specify that you want Mtakoye Oyasi to be your program of choice. They will get the credit for your listenership and your listener dollars. We need to reach out right now, kboo.fm. Click on the tip jar. Now I'm going to go back to the boys in blue, and here they are.
Jim, thanks, Kurt.
You bet.
Thank you very much, Kurt, for all you do.
Thank you.
Again, this is Jim Craven with Mtakoye Oyasi. This is Cable Radio 90.7 FM and
Louis Soa.
Dean Looking Hawk.
Right. And we have a collective here. We work, you know, we're volunteers. We're trying to bring programming that you simply will not find on any other medium. And by programming, I don't mean just questions and content, but I mean evidence and reason that supports the content.
Well, something I'd like to add to the IME, and that's ownership. I think we have gotten where we want to own everything. I think there's a relation there between the IME and ownership.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what they said in John Trudell's song, is what's wrong with us is what's wrong with you. We all are part of a human problem and part of a human condition. No one here is preaching Indian exclusivism, Indian chauvinism, any of that kind of stuff. We're all part of a human family. That's where we're coming from. That's the reason for the title of the show.
Certainly not here to tell people that they're wrong. Just simply reiterate what's not working. It's not working. So we need to go kind of backwards, and if you want to call it backwards, actually it's ahead.
Yes. I can say that. I mean, there's certain modern conveniences that we all enjoy and all use. But the reality is, when we're talking about social organization, we're talking about thinking of the seventh generation. When we're talking about realizing the connectedness and that we're all an integral part of these webs of life that constitute Mother Earth, and that when we abuse each other, when we abuse Mother Earth, when we don't live the right way, we don't walk the right road. We're not the only ones who pay individually. We pay eventually, too. Karma's cumulative. But others pay as well.
That's correct. And when we have that connectedness and relatedness, and we understand Mtakoye Oyasi, all are relatives. That's all things. And all things that are relative.
Not just people, but all things.
Right.
Right. Then, even on the internet, we're bickering over the internet. We need to treat each other on the internet as if we're in each other's living rooms.
Yes.
And start... You know, none of the corruption and the things that we see today that we see as wrong could ever happen if we found that connectedness and relatedness and knew that, let's say, our own government, they wouldn't be doing the things that they're doing if they saw us as relatives,
mm-hmm.
as their own relatives.
Yes.
But I would go back to some native culture and back to what I was talking about, ownership. Mm-hmm. I'd like to talk a little more about that because it seems mm-hmm. like I'd like you guys to chip in, but it seems like to me that indigenous culture doesn't have individual ownership of very much of anything.
That's true.
So most things are owned communally, meaning that we have to take care of everything. If we see everything as mine, or and if it's not mine, I don't care, attitude is part of the problem. And if we see everything as belonging, and especially things like the earth, that belongs to all of us, and we treat it as though it's related and it's part of us and it's part of all of us, we have a different attitude than if we see, what do I get out of it? What belongs to me? What piece do I get? So I'd like to hear some comments from...
Well, take for example, land and zoning as an example. I buy a piece of land, and running through my land is a river, okay? If I dam the river for my own purposes, someone on another piece of land, somewhere, either upriver or downriver, pays,
Or if you pollute that river.
Or if I pollute that river, someone else pays the bill, okay? And meanwhile, under capitalism, you know, what you see under capitalism, I'm saying this as an economist now. I put my economist hat on. Everything I was ever taught before I ever started teaching economics, the bottom line was capitalism is the best system going. It's self-equilibrating system. It delivers the best to the most people in the most efficient way, blah, 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 you see? And they would never talk about, for example, the fact that the basic logic of capitalism is to underestimate, to understate, to ignore costs, while at the same time hyping and overstating benefits.
Capitalism is a system of growth, and it requires growth, and that takes a while to explain. You probably understand it even better than I do, but it takes a while to try to explain that. But it is a system of growth, and we're getting into a period of limited growth.
Yeah. It's manifest destiny.
It is, and manifest destiny is no different than the Nazi concept of Lebensraum or the Zionist concept of Haaretz Israel, Greater Israel, or some of the other, or the Japanese fascist concept of East Asian co-prosperity sphere. It's all the same stuff. It's the notion of some nation of people or some group of people being destined to rule.
We need to discuss...
Wasichu.
We need to discuss pledges again.
Oh, yes.
And I think one of the things we need to do is talk about the... We don't call it gifts, though.
Thank you.
Thank you so we have for you.
Exactly.
And we do have some great thank yous for the show.
And
we do.
Mr. John Trudell donated several copies, actually 14 copies of each. And for at the $90 minimum pledge level, this is the CD box by John Trudell, the collection. It's a retail value of $69, 1983 to 1992. It constitutes 66 tracks, 80 pages of lyric and liner notes. The album length is 4 hours and 12 minutes. These are original recordings digitally remastered. Nothing's been remixed. This is the first time these recordings have ever been available on CD. Each was produced from the original master tapes. And lyric booklets are included with each CD. These are very, very rare. And John Trudell donated 14 of these. And for those who donate at the minimum pledge value of $90, there's this gift. There's also the gift for those who donate at the $60 minimum pledge level is Crazier Than Hell, John Trudell and Bad Dog. And this was just released last month. Crazier Than Hell is the latest offering from John Trudell and Bad Dog. 17 new and old songs continue the thread of love, life, reality, and responsibility that runs through all of Trudell's presentations. Rocking, bluesy, psychedelic tunes flow naturally and coherently from start to the finish. This is John Trudell and Bad Dog's most important work to date. Retail value is $15 on this. And he donated, again, 14 of these. And we thank you so much, John, for this donation and for your support of KBOO. And we're asking, you know, all of you to please lend a hand with the fundraising, because the bills have got to be paid. And... The alternative is that maybe one day, if we don't support this program, you'll turn on 90.7 FM and you'll hear Billy Bob's Family Values Hour, or Lord knows what else they've got planned for this frequency. This frequency, only one can only be occupied by one station. It is a monopoly. And we want to keep this frequency occupied with news you can use, with views you can use, with views you can't hear anywhere else, and with solid sourcing, solid evidence, solid reasoning, okay, solid programming that people are just frankly starved for, because we all know that TV is a bloody wasteland and a whole lot of radio is a wasteland as well.
That's right, Jim. Thank you. We've got to give out those numbers again so people will start calling in.
That's 503-232-8818.
877-500-5266. That's toll-free from outside the Portland area.
And thank you, yes.
And you can also sign up online. And where is that, Kurt? KBOO.FM?
That is KBOO.FM. In the top right corner of the page, there's a tip jar. I believe the tip jar has been renamed the Donate Now jar.
Ah.
So our tip jar is now a Donate Now jar. So.
And if people call in at the $90 and give $90 to the station, what do they get?
They get, for $90, it has a retail value of $69. This is a brand new, extremely rare collection. 1983, 1992, 66 tracks, 80 pages of lyric and liner notes. It's called John Trudell, The Collection, 1983 to 1992.
So ask for that. That's a $90 level.
And then at the $60 level is Crazier Than Hell, John Trudell and Bad Dog, and some of his great songs, 17 new and old songs. And these are a wonderful gift, and we thank you. And for all of our listeners in Russia and in China, and in Germany, in Italy,
Turkey,
Spain,
we did find out Spain.
Yeah, and Canada, we have some in Canada, particularly up in Vancouver, BC. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate your support.
And those numbers are 503-232-8818.
Or toll free, 877-500-5266.
I would also like to take a moment to thank some of the restaurants that have been donating food today for our Pledge Drive volunteers. We'd like to thank Bar Carlo at 6433 Southeast Foster Road, Bella Fascia at 2934 Northeast Alberta Street, and Yakuza and DOC at the corner of Northeast 30th and Killingsworth. These three restaurants have been providing food today for our volunteers, and we'd like to just thank them for that.
Thank you very much, and thank you for listening. Again, those numbers are 503-232-8818.
Or toll-free, 877-500-5266.
And we thank you for listening to KBOO. We thank you very much for your support of KBOO. Everything we're doing, it's for you. Seriously, it is. We think about our content. We think about our programming. All of it very, very deeply. And we think about all of our listeners. And
we try to provide content that you can't get elsewhere.
That's true. You can't get this anywhere else. And we need to stress that. In order to keep ensuring that what you can't hear anywhere else stays on the air here, we need membership money. We need you to call in. You've got those numbers. You've been listening to them. You've got to make that call now.
Thank you so much. And we're coming back. This is KBOO Radio 90.7 FM Portland. My name is Jim Craven. Omah Goki Aipoi. And
Dean Looking Hawk.
Louis Soa.
And our discussions continuing on has to do with the realities of Indian country is one of our topics. And another topic, which is also related, is the topic of mind manipulation, thought manipulation, opinion, what they call opinion management. I love that one. Or perception management. They actually have in the Pentagon a department, right, of a perception management. What are you going to do with that one? One of the things, for example, and we like to throw these in now, just a moment ago we talked about the somber voice trick, okay? That candidate, guess what he did? You know, that kind of thing, okay? With his. Another one we can mention is some basic logical fallacies that are commonly employed. One of them, for example, is called the post hoc fallacy. Post hoc ergo propter hoc. That means, fancy term is in Latin, after this, therefore, because of this. And the argument goes this: if one event follows a previous event, well, gosh, it must have been caused by that which preceded it. That's a fallacy.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. It could be that they're both the effects of something else. It's sort of like the rooster taking credit for the dawn. The rooster crows and voila, the sun comes up. So the rooster takes credit for the sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
So we see these politicians all the time saying, I made 1,000 jobs. I created, Mr. Dudley does this, I created all these jobs. Well, the fact is, there isn't a capitalist made that has created one job. Not one. Now you're going to say, what? That's an outrageous statement. And here's my argument. First of all, most of capitalism, as Walt Disney talked about, is OPM, other people's money. I can borrow money. I can go bankrupt. You can't touch my house. You can't touch my personal stuff. I can start another company and nothing flat. Trump does it all the time. I can bankrupt part of my enterprise while I keep the other one going. But the fact is, unless those workers show up to work, unless those workers make a product that sells, and unless that product sells, and unless the money comes into the kitty and the accounts receiving are cleared and the money's back in the till, okay, nothing happens. And so these capitalists who say, I created these jobs, really? Did you do all, can you do any of the jobs that you supervise or they're in your factory? No, they can't. So without those workers, without their labor, without them producing something of value that will sell and that does sell, nothing happens. It's the workers who make jobs, who create their own jobs and create jobs for the capitalists, not the other way around.
The illusion.
That's one. Another example is called the fallacy of composition. What's true in the part must be true in the particular. Or what's true, excuse me, in the particular, I beg your pardon, it must be true in general. No. Example, if I'm at a football game and I want to stand up, or I want to see, I stand up. But if everybody stands up, nobody can see. One more example, if Farmer Brown wants to improve her income, she should put more acreage under cultivation. But if all farmers put acreage under cultivation, you have glutted markets and they lose income, not gain it. Mm-hmm. That's called fallacy of composition. Watch out for it. Another one is the opposite, fallacy of division, that says what's true in general must be true in the particular. Again, that is a basic fallacy that is used. And one more before we go on is called the fallacy of appeal to authority. When you quote someone's opinion, that's all it is opinion. It's not evidence. So, for example, Einstein's opinion on something in physics is not evidence. It's still opinion. Even the greatest physicists that ever lived can be wrong, even in their own discipline. So quoting someone as an authority and using their opinion as evidence doesn't cut it. That is a basic fallacy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's evidence, but it doesn't prove anything. And I think can't speak for Einstein, but I suspect most people that are really true scientists will say that their evidence is what their belief is. That's their hypothesis. And you really don't prove things are true. You can prove things are not true. It's pretty hard to prove things are actually true.
Right. Right. And that's a very good point, Lewis. You know, it's called the null hypothesis. What that means is, deduction is when you go from general assumptions to a specific conclusion, okay? It's called deduction. Okay, for example, all men are mortal, Socrates is a man, ergo Socrates is mortal. You're going from general assumptions to a particular conclusion. Induction is when you go from specific data, right, to generalizations. Now, you can prove the particular from the general, but you can never prove the general from the particular. What do I mean? For example, if every swan I've ever seen is white, that will never prove that all swans are white. The most I can do is to support that generalization, but it doesn't prove it. Because all I need is that one black swan, and that is out the window. Until I find that one black swan, I can continue to say, all I can really say is all swans I've ever seen are white. You see, and this is called the fallacy of induction. We're talking here about tricks that are used by politicians and marketing people routinely. These tricks are used routinely. Another one, okay, is ad hominem. Ad hominem means in Latin to the man. It means attacking someone's argument by attacking their reputation or their character. So I'm sorry to say this, but even Mother Teresa can be wrong, and even Ted Bundy could have been right about something. And so when you attempt to attack someone's argument by attacking their repute, you know, well, guess what? By the way, before you listen to this guy's argument on taxes, you need to know that, you know, he was caught molesting a Girl Scout. Something along those lines. That may be true, but the person's argument stands independent of their reputation or no matter how bad they are. It's a matter of evidence and reason. And this trick is used all the time, particularly in political advertising. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, TV, of course, has been one of the biggest boons to mind control that ever existed, I think, because it's so ubiquitous.
Yes.
Everywhere. And
but see, all this stuff that we're talking about, it all reflects to the self.
Yes.
They have to go into an individual. They don't go after a group. Mm-hmm. They go after individuals that make up a group.
Right.
And that's what people don't understand, or maybe they do understand. This is the illusion. All of this is the illusion. We were talking about John Trudell earlier, and every one of his CDs and his music speaks of the illusions. Mm-hmm. Who is John Trudell? He was an activist. So was his wife, Tina. And I believe it was in 74. Mm-hmm. His house, his wife's house, mother-in-law, children, the house was boarded up and set on fire, and they killed his whole family. The man didn't end his life. He just actually was reborn.
Mm-hmm. You could tell who did it, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can tell who did it.
Three letters.
Yeah.
Three letters, all the same.
One of them starts with an F, and the other one ends with an I.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Those people.
Wasn't it B, a bureau?
Yes.
Yeah, something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This was at Wounded Knee. This was at Pine Ridge. Okay? Mm-hmm. With the 73, 74 was the beginning of the self-defense, because that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Okay? And see, this is what we're talking about. And this is what Dean said before. People say to me, you know, because, you know, we're traditionals. And people say, well, you know, you people are hopeless romantics. You people want to go back 200 years. My God. They say, no, I don't want to go back 200 years. We want to go ahead 200 years. I say, what? Yeah. Because where we were 200 years ago is 200 years ahead of where we are today.
Absolutely.
We didn't throw away elders into old folks' homes like garbage. There was no abuse of children like what's going on now. It was a death penalty for lying because you were a risk to the whole community. We planned for the seventh generation. We did a winter count so that we wouldn't kill more than was necessary to feed and to last the winter until the spring came. What's wrong with that? Isn't that what they're saying about today? If we had that mentality today, would we have global warming today?
Mm-hmm.
Would we have polluted rivers today?
A nurturing system.
We'd be talking about sustainability.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because right. That's what it is. That's what it was.
That's exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. Is it planning for the seventh generation? We wouldn't be handing our children and grandchildren the massive debt that we're about to hand them, that we're handing them right now. Every child today born in America is born with a $43,240 individual debt. That's mm-hmm. their share of our of just the, that's the upfront part of the national debt.
Yes.
That doesn't include the other part that's hidden because of the years they've been raiding Social Security to make the deficits and debt look smaller than it really is. Which has been, it's actually started with LBJ in 67 with the Vietnam War. It was discontinued for a while, and then Reagan picked it up in 83 big time.
But supposedly they borrowed it, but they're never going to be able to pay it back.
No.
They can't pay back any of the other debt.
No. And so that's where we're coming from here. And where we're coming from is to share this knowledge we're not interested in how we're different so much as how we're similar. You know, a lot of our listeners are non-Indian, but they do understand that we're talking just as much to them and with them and for them and from them as we are, you know, for Native people.
Talk a little bit about that debt. I don't think that traditionally there was debt.
No. Oh, you mean in traditional societies?
Right.
No. No.
I think we should discuss that a little
bit. No, just pay as you go.
Right.
Okay.
Because there was no other way.
It was a true right to life. You know, when people say to me, for example, well, I'm pro-life. And I say, are you really? They say, what do you mean by that? I said, are you really? Words mean things. Well, I'm against abortion. Well, that's pro-birth. That ain't pro-life. Pro-life is exactly what it means. It means you support the right to live, and a right of access to all that any reasonable person knows is necessary to live. What does that mean? It means shelter, clothing, food, a chance for a job, justice, legal representation, health care, right? Food, all the things that we all would agree, right? No one can sustain life without, okay? Not just for children, because children didn't choose to be born. They didn't choose who their parents are. That's for sure. But for everyone. If someone's lazy and they can't work, why would you punish their children for it? Why would you starve their children because someone's not with the program, let's say? Mm-hmm. Okay? In traditional world, we used shame is how what we used. And I don't mean brutal shame, but I mean it's sort of a persuasive kind of shame. Sitting down, and here's an example. For example, we had a case on my res where this man was beating his wife routinely. The elders came to him, and the first time they said to him, "Brother, here's the thing. You've got to stop this. This is the mother of your children. This is the woman who gave up her life to be with you. This is a woman like your mother, like your sister," and so on. "And when you treat her this way, you bring shame to all of us and you endanger our community. Because if we've got a bunch of battered women, we are an endangered community. You will stop now." When this gentleman continued, the second time, people came and they gave him a beating and said, "This is how your wife feels. This is what you've been doing to her." The third time he did it, women came, worked with her, moved her out of the house. But they didn't throw her into a battered woman's shelter and throw her out in the street. People who had nothing, who living on $229 a month on that RISA, put 10% of their money together into a pot to take care of her and her children, to make the transition out of a bad marriage.
To empower her.
To empower her instead of throwing her away like garbage or throwing her to some battered woman's shelter. And I mean no disrespect to the people who run the battered woman's shelter. You're doing a great job. But you know my point. Mm-hmm. When someone's a victim here, we throw them on the street and we leave them to fend for themselves. What's wrong with that? How is that backwards? That's ahead of where we are, mm-hmm. isn't it?
And we also understand that the man who's beaten his wife, it's a learned trait from the boarding schools.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a learned trait from his environment. Mm-hmm. Reservations are prisons.
Exactly.
What happens when you stick everybody in a closed, locked room? They begin to fight.
Well, you got to talk some more about raising some money. So at 503-232-8818 or toll free 877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM online. And there's Kurt says not the tip jar, but it's some it's a donate
it?
Now
it's
jar.
It's the donate now jar.
Okay.
Yep.
Donate now.
Donate now in the upper right hand corner.
Let's talk a little more about John Trudell.
Yes, and John Trudell was very, very kind to give us 14 of his Trudell box, the thank you gift. This is at the $90 minimum pledge level. It has a retail value of $69.
And
this,
I happen to know that one of them are already gone.
Oh, are they?
I'd like to thank Becky, one of our new members in Lake Oswego, and, of course, David, who is renewing from Northeast Portland. David got one of the Trudell disc sets.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to thank David for that.
And for listening and for your donations and being part of KBOO. And also, you know, last week, for example, her booth came down. This gentleman's, what a kind gentleman, came down. We met him. He's a listener. He was on the air with us. We learned a lot from him. He's very, 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 very capable, bright person. And we want you to come down and visit us. We'd like to shake hands with you. We'd like to sit down and have a cup of coffee with you and talk. Okay? We're here for you. And for those who do the minimum pledge of $90, again, we've got, what, two gone, I guess, maybe 12 left now. And this is the John Trudell collection. John Trudell was the first song you heard today, Hanging from the Cross, Hanging on the Cross. And this collection is his lyrics and songs. There's 66 tracks from 1983 to 1992, 80 pages of lyric and liner notes. It's a 4-hour and 12-second album, okay? All original recordings digitally remastered. Nothing's been remixed. This is the first time these recordings have ever been available on CD. That's very, very. Each was produced from the original master tapes. And for those who donate at the $60 level, and we thank you, whatever you can manage would be great. There's Crazier Than Hell, John Trudell, and the Bad Dog, and Bad Dog. And this was just released last month.
Yeah, and just listening to Trudell and listening to what he has to say in his poetry, you'll understand what this show is talking about. You'll be able to relate. So Trudell is that's a great gift, absolutely great gift.
Wonderful.
Okay, we have to give those numbers again.
Yes.
In the Portland area, 503-232-8818. And outside of the Portland area, 1-877-500-5266. Anywhere worldwide, even from Portland, as far away as Mongolia, as far away as France, KBOO.FM. You can donate through our secure online service there. And on the service, you can decide which show it is that you would like to give the credit for donating to. So there's a spot on there for Mutakoye Oyasi. And all of our favorite listeners out there from other countries can give us the credit for which show they're listening to.
Again, this is Mutakoye Oyasi. You can call in with your pledges at 503-232-8818. And toll-free from outside the Portland area, you can call 1-877-toll-free 500-5266. Thank you for listening and your support. This is Mutakoye Oyasi. My name is Jim Craven. Omahako kia ipoi. We're here with
Dean Luckinghawk.
Louis Sowa.
Right. KBOO Radio, 90.7 FM. And again, to continue our discussion, again, about traditional native ways that 200 years ago is not back but forward because of what we were valuing. And, of course, we were also talking a little bit about perception management as a side, as another topic. But they're all related, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Everything's related.
That's right. That's right. And these are important because if you know the tricks of the trade, you see, if you know how the marketing people work, if you know how historical revisionism works, right, how it's written and what the intent behind it is, what tricks do they use, you see? It helps to arm you, you see, because, you know, people who have a legitimate argument, we all want to persuade. All speech is rhetoric. Rhetoric means persuasion. No question about it. But some is more honest than others. Some is more upfront than others. And someone who believes in the truth of what they have to say has no need to lie. They have no need really to play tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have really, it's very straightforward. And one of the traditional values also is to speak softly. Okay, is to let your actions do the talking for you. Speak only when necessary, and speak to the extent that is necessary.
You said something about guilt earlier. And there's so much of our way that we live here now is through fear, mm-hmm. not through love or you. In my case, my father did not yell. He didn't punish, but because I guess maybe it's guilt. Maybe it's just because of my. Feeling for him that I would not do something that he didn't like just because he wouldn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And for no other reason. And because I had opportunity to do all kinds of things as a teenager. So I had a lot of freedom. But I didn't get into trouble. I didn't do anything really bad. But because, I think partly because he was not, it would hurt him. And I knew that.
Right.
And that would hurt me.
Right.
Earned respect versus demanded respect.
Yeah, okay. That's the way I put it. That's what I was getting at, is that I think there's another way, because when I just talk about my relationship with my father, people say, well, he must have been a real controller. And I said, no, he wasn't. Not at all. Not in the least.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he was very persuasive in his own quiet, very way, because you care.
Right.
You care about what he thinks.
In a traditional, for example, in a real traditional Aboriginal court, we don't have expert witnesses. You know, in these courts here, you have dueling expert witnesses. Each one will hire some called expert with all these university degrees to basically, I'm sorry to put it this way, but basically pimp the case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And what each expert witness will do is they'll say, I'm Dr. So-and-so, I've got these titles, and they will magnify the positives in their own case and
right.
and hide the negatives,
yeah.
And they'll magnify the negatives and hide the positives in the case of the opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Real Aboriginal law, and I'm not talking about BIA courts here. I'm talking about, you know, the classical Aboriginal courts. We don't have expert witnesses because we believe, remember I just mentioned about the appeal to authority? Just because someone has a bunch of titles doesn't mean they're right. And just because someone has no formal schooling, and I differentiate schooling and education big time,
right.
Just because they have no formal schooling doesn't mean they're wrong. Or just because they're a reprobate and they've done some really nasty things in their life. You know, broken clock is correct twice a day. Okay? And so we believe that your words, the truth, the logic, the evidence, the substance, the content is the evidence, not your titles, not who you are, but what you have to say and whether it comports with reality and is provable. And that's why we don't have dueling expert witnesses.
It's not a belief. It's a way of thinking, a way of being, life ways.
And we also believe it's, and in the non-Aboriginal courts, it's about winning, okay? Any attorney will tell you, my job is to get my client off.
Or convicted, depending on their view.
Right, yes. Or, yeah, convicted.
Winning.
Yeah. But it's very few who will say, no, my job is to make sure that my client gets due process and that if he's guilty, he's found guilty with due process. They will not say that. They'll say, my job's get my client off.
That's right. It's their job.
Okay. My job is to plant and create reasonable doubt. That never happens in a traditional Aboriginal court. Never. Because the first mandate in a real Aboriginal court is truth. Because without truth, not parsing words, not playing games, you understand? Not hiding stuff. Without the full truth, there can be no real justice. And without truth and justice, there can be no real healing. Any healing is convenient for the oppressor. And without truth, justice, and healing, there can be no real reconciliation. How do you want me to embrace somebody whether you're still telling lies about what they did to me and I still haven't received justice? It's still being hidden. How am I supposed to reconcile and heal? And without truth, justice, healing, and reconciliation, there can be no prevention of future abuse. These are the five mandates of classical Aboriginal law, okay? Truth, justice, healing, reconciliation, prevention of future abuse, which together form a climate that is conducive to respect for and embracing the truth. So you go from truth to truth in a sacred hoop. It is nonlinear.
We mentioned earlier, this is not going back, it's going forward. Mm-hmm. We should never forget where we came from, ever. And this, what we're talking about, is actually a healing process.
Yes.
Actually healing. It's not going backwards, it's going forwards.
It's nonlinear.
We have to do, again, we thank you for your pledges. You can call in. This is Cable Radio 90.7 FM. You can call in with your pledges. We'd be glad to hear from you. Area code 503-232-8818. 503-232-8818. For those of you outside of the Portland area, you may call toll-free 1-877, toll-free 500-5266. And we thank you so much for your support and for listening to this show and for supporting Cable Radio. We have for those who pledge $90 minimum, it has a retail value of $69. It's the thank you gift code. It's the CD John Trudell collection, 1983 to 1992. 66 tracks, 80 pages of lyrics and liner notes, 4 hours and 12 seconds. Wonderful recordings, brand new. This is the first time these recordings have ever been made available. And John Trudell donated 14 of each, and also for those who donate at the $60 level, we have his CD called Crazier Than Hell, which is John Trudell and Bad Dog. And this was just released last month, and this is the latest offering. There's 17 new and old songs that continue the thread of love, life, reality, and responsibility. And these are great gifts. We thank John Trudell so much for donating them and to donating this station. We need your help. We need your support. Okay, the lights don't pay for themselves and whatever. But I can tell you that down here, the vast, vast majority of people who work here are all volunteer. They don't make a dime. The paid staff we have are absolutely necessary to keep this station going. Nobody's getting rich down here, for sure. We're very mindful and very respectful of all donations and those who donate. And we're very respectful of the need to use every single dollar wisely and in service of this station and its missions, its vision, and values.
Appreciate Kurt.
Well, thank you.
Oh, yes, we do.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, Kurt.
I have to tell you that working down here is just the love of my life. This is the greatest thing in the world. And I wish more people out there would take the opportunity to come down to KBOO just to walk through the door and see what they can do here. I'm not even going to ask for their dollars, but pretty soon I'll tell you what we are going to be asking for. Just for more people to come down and walk through the doors and volunteer a little of their time, you will find out just how much you love working in radio. I know you guys do this. It's a labor of love for you. I've seen the look on your faces. I've seen the passion that you bring.
We do. And we do our homework at home before we come down here. Exactly. We just don't walk in here on the fly.
And there's lots of opportunity. I work in engineering besides doing this.
Exactly.
I'm on the board. I'm on the board of directors here. Dean is a master with all sorts of technical stuff. Plus, his knowledge of traditional indigenous ways and so on is first rate. Every time Dean and I sit down and talk, I learn so many things from this gentleman. I check out his blog sometime. There's all sorts of wonderful stuff. You can call 503-232-8818, or toll-free you can call 877-500-5266. And we thank you so much for your support and for listening.
And I've got to tell you the good news here, Jim. Our listeners, just for your show alone, we've only got 8 minutes left. We are within $100 of goal already.
Thank you so much.
And I've heard the phone ringing. So if that's one more member signing up, we are less than $100 away from goal. So in those last 8 minutes, I really, really urge people to call 503-232-8818. And outside the area, 877-500-5266. We are so close to making goal, we can taste it.
I've seen this package, this John Trudell package, and it really is a great gift. So
it really, yes, it is. And for John to donate these, this shows you how much he believes in what we're doing here. He's 14 of these albums he's donated, each one worth $69. He donated 14 of Crazier Than Hell, John Trudell and Bad Dog, each one of them retail value of $15.
And you can get those by calling locally, 503-232-8818, or toll-free, 1-877-500-5266, or you can do it online at KBOO-FM, and click on the Donate Now jar in the corner.
And we thank you so much for your listening, because without you, and for people like Herb and Jeff and all the people who've called in and who are so kind, you know, with their thoughts and so on, you know, we think of you, we listen to you. Dean, for example, because Dean does a lot of computer work, he's in contact with some of the people in Russia who listen to our show. There are people in China who listen to our show, and yes, they can get through. And we have people in Canada and Germany, Italy, Spain, Turkey, right?
And they get up early in the morning.
Yeah, because of the time difference. So they listen through web streaming, which costs money. So in order to increase access, all of these things cost. And so we ask you to please donate, if you can, area code 503-232-8818, okay? 503-232-8818, or toll-free, if you're outside the area, 1-877-500-5266. And we thank you so much for your support, and we appreciate it. I can't even tell you how much we appreciate it.
And we even have people from Portland that listen and donate.
That's right.
And Hillsboro.
And Hillsboro, yes, and Vancouver.
Our community is very important.
It's very, very important. And, well, we're getting close to closing time now. And any other comments, folks?
Well, I want to reiterate what we were saying just before we went on pledge break, that this is a healing process. Our people, through assimilation, have been consumed by the oppressor. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about these lifeways or these cultures, they're being lost due to this individualism, this I, this me, this self. Mm-hmm. When we used to only think of our people, our communities, our neighbors, and now everybody's living in that self. Mm-hmm. So even our own people are being lost. Mm-hmm. And going back to these ways and these understandings, that's the healing process.
So it's not welfare in the way that we usually think of welfare, but it is concern for all.
But we're the canary in the mine.
Yes.
Because today it's us, tomorrow, because it means we live in the kind of society that tolerates this kind of stuff. That has to stop. And this show has never been about simply about Indians or Indian issues. Mitakuye oyasi, right? All my relations, that we mean it, okay? All of us, red, black, yellow, white, male, female, gay, straight, old, young, we don't care.
One-legged,
we're all part of the
two-legged,
family.
Four-legged, that's bend it. And winged.
That's it.
You know, Rudy. Jim, I just got word you hit goal.
Great. Well,
thank you so much.
Your college made goal.
Thank you, all of you, for listening.
Yes, we appreciate it so much. And hopefully we can continue to provide programming that you enjoy.
I really hope that those who got the Trudell CDs listen to it and then come back to our show and you'll see how things are relative.
Right. And I think next week we'll be doing call-in.
We should do the call-in.
Yes, we call-in, so we'll be glad to hear from you. And we're going to be leaving now with John Trudell's Crazy Horse. A wonderful song and one wonderful passion.
And still you got time to call in. Call in and say for those pledges.
Right. 503-232-8818 or 877-500-5266. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. Mitakuye oyasi. Niksokkawa.